Happy Friday, ladies and gentlemen. This is your boy Roberto, and of course, this is the Black Hand Podcast. Coming live and direct from Kansas City, Missouri, my hometown. Hope everybody had a good day today. It was pretty nice where we are. Don't know what's going on where you are, but let's just hope that it was a good day for you as well. As you know, it's Friday. Yay. I know some of you probably got paid, and you probably are either sitting at home watching TV or at your favorite watering hole getting your drink on. But either way, it is Friday, so you can do that. So, of course, this is my Subject Friday segment. And today's segment is about Black History. Now, Black History starts Monday. And it's 28 days in the next month. So we only have 28 days to show or cram everything that has something to do with Black History. Now, there are some things that we have done that no one will acknowledge. There are some things that we have done and it's been stolen. And there are some things that no one cares to care about. But it is Black History, and it's for the rest, it's for the whole entire month of February. So, I, on the other hand, will not bore you with the details of Black History Month, because I know there's some out there that thinks that Black people, or African Americans, I should say, don't need to have a history. And we do have a very, very extremely bad history. And some people acknowledge it, and some people think that we're just, you know, talking out of our ass. And those people are the ones that are racist. And I'm not going to beat around the bush about it. But either way, it will start next month. And we had Dr. King's birthday or day on this month, which is kind of weird, but it is the month of his birthday, so I can see that. But there are a lot of people that don't know a lot about Black History, either because they've never been taught it, or they know about it but don't acknowledge it, or do not give a damn. There's a lot of those. And it's a day or a month that not a lot of people even, you know, besides African Americans, of course, that even gets, a say-so. Now, over the past 21 years of the new century, a lot of stuff has changed. There's there's same-sex marriages, and, you know, transgenders are being acknowledged as what they are. And they're, a whole bunch of stuff. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's going on now that back in the 20th would have probably either got you shot, burnt, or hung. And the way things are right now, you probably still. But either way, Black History is history itself. And it starts with the very first African getting off the first boat in Massachusetts. And from that point on, we were sold and strung out, whipped to death, fed scraps, impregnated by, you know, slave owners if they had the mood, chased, hung, dragged, lied on, everything. But the only thing about it is, though, is that only people that acknowledge all this happening is other African Americans. Now, there are people even now who think that African Americans get everything. Wrong. We do not. Reason being is because we have to fight for everything we have gotten, and it's been like that for centuries. And we try to get something, and they say, nah, you're not going to get it. And it's just pretty much like that with every African American story. So Black History Month is to acknowledge what people have done over the centuries that so happen to be African American. And there's some things that you probably don't even know an African American came up with, and probably never acknowledge it ever. Because, you know, we're, to some people, we're just a bunch of, porch monkeys and, you know, boys and girls and whatever. And for us to even think with our own brain is, oh my God, that's a big accomplishment. But we do have smart people in our race, and they have came throughout the centuries. They gave us electronics, they gave us cars, they gave us literature, and some speak out open. And some fought for the rights of other African Americans, hence Malcolm X and Martin Luther King, Medgar Evers, no sports stars, whatever. So, when I think of African American history, I think of my own family. Now, I don't have no celebrities in my family. Well, maybe, maybe not. I don't know for sure. But my father and my mother have met a lot of people in their lives that were, you know, pretty up there. Now, I don't know if this is true, but my mother told me this 1,000 times, so it must be true. Richard Roundtree, Mr. Shaft, damn right, still is, my mother's first cousin. Yeah, I know. I was like, come on, my frill Shaft is my cousin. She's like, yes, because her mother and I guess Richard's mother, they were cousins in some kind of way, and it just went on from there. So I'm up there like, Shaft is in my family. That's all I heard. Shaft is in my family. So then it goes on from that to my stepmother. My stepmother, whose mother used to work with the Jackson's mother. And I mean like the Jacksons, like the Jackson 5, you know, Janet Jackson, who I love to death, everything. They all grew up in the same area. They all grew up in Indiana. And I'm like, come on, man. No, I was like, she's like, no. I mean, my uncles used to hang out with, you know, Tito and Jermaine, all them, and you know, Michael was a little kid, so, you know, it was like, seriously, and I keep forgetting that my stepmother's from Indiana. And I'm like, well, damn, that, yeah, okay, I can see that. So, it's a pretty big, you know, thing in my family. And then, I know you, probably some of you don't know who this group is, and rightfully so, because they were around way before any of you were born, including myself, the Four Tops. My mother, when she was alive, we were watching the Best of Motown. And of course, you know, Fred Stubbs, he was the lead singer of this group. So my mother's looking at the TV and she's like, wow, he's really changed. So I looked at her like, Mom, what the hell are you talking about? You act like you know the man. She's like, yeah, I dated him. She dated one of the Four fucking Tops, ladies and gentlemen. This is before my dad. I was like, you dated one of the Four Tops, the one that, you know, baby, I need your loving. And she's like, yes. If you don't know who the Four Tops is, Google it. Very nice group. Love the group to death. I listen to them all the time. Yes, I do listen to old school music because that's the best music. And, yeah, he was a lead singer. And I was like, and you dated him? And she's like, yes. So I'm like, wow. So I had a little black history myself in my family, you know what I'm saying? And it was, you know, it's really cool to hear those stories because a lot of people, a lot of younger people don't like hearing stories like that. I do. I love history. History to me is, I'm an undercover history person. So I like seeing how people look before they got older and what they did before they got old and everything else. And, you know, I'm just into that type of thing. So it's, you know, for her to say, man, I was like, well, where did you meet him from? And she started telling me about him before he got famous. And when he got famous, then he, you know, went on about his business. And you know the rest of that story. So I was just like, damn, okay. Okay. Wow, this is crazy. So and then I've had my little brushes in with African-Americans actors. I went to a Star Trek convention when I was living in California, and I met Mrs. Nichelle Nichols, who played Uhura on Star Trek. Beautiful lady. She, you know, I came up to her, she signed my little paper, and I told her that she reminded me of my mother. And she looked at me, she's like, well, that's a very nice compliment, thank you. And, you know, I said, I can't believe Dr. King was one of your, you know, was a fan of this show. She's like, yeah, I couldn't believe it either. Just talk to me like we know each other for years. And, you know, she's, from what I hear, she's in bad health. And, right, I mean, the lady's in her 80s. So, you know, and I was like, I'm sitting there talking to her, and she tells me that I'm a very handsome man, or very handsome child, or whatever you want to call it. And I'm like, okay, bet. I'm like, her just told me I'm fine. Okay. So, you know, but anybody else is like, oh my God. But yeah, but it was, you know, it was a horror. You know, this is a Star Trek lady. You know, this is, you know, she hung out with Captain Kirk and Spock and everybody. So, yeah, you know, I'm be like, okay, yeah, bet. I'm bet. I'm fine. You know. So it's a lot of history with black people. Some of it is acknowledgeable. Some of it is not acknowledgeable. It's surprising that we even get a damn month, to tell you the truth. But the way things are right now with the world and the, you know, the political thing going on and people losing their goddamn minds over this COVID thing and people's, you know, people losing jobs and losing money and everything, you know, it's, you know, some people stop and try to take in all the stuff that's going on, and it seems like it's a very miserable time, which by all accounts it is. But me being the brooder that I am, what I'm about to say is going to surprise some people. We have got to keep our heads up. We got to be positive about this. The people that are trying to, you know, do things to try to make everything better, they're trying the best they can. And some of those people are African American. And they're not just stopping to help just, you know, just African Americans. They're helping everybody. They're on the front lines, they're in the police cars, they're in the fire departments, healthcare workers, whatever, you know. And they cannot be picky about who they mess around with. Which is also why we should celebrate African, you know, Black History Month. Because there's been a lot of doctors that done a lot of stuff that so happen to be African American. But it's, you know, even now, some people don't want to acknowledge African American history. And we do have a lot of it. And some of it you probably do every day. You don't even know that it was African-American that started it. And if you even if I told you, you still wouldn't acknowledge it. Because we've been branded and chastised and talked about and everything else. And no, there's no running from it. You know, it seems that no matter what history it is and what time of day or time of month or whatever is going on, Black people were always the agonist of people, other people's, you know, pain. And we've been chased around, we've been hunted, lied on, like I said. And it's just, you know, that's part of our history as well. And it's not just African Americans. Any minority of any kind has been labeled something that they're not. But it seems that African Americans have been labeled everything. We've been labeled lazy. We've been called, you know, welfare kids and pretty much every damn bad thing you can think of. You know? And it's really stupid to me that when, like, especially when I watch one of these old movies about the civil rights movement and stuff like that, the first thing that comes out of a Caucasian or a white person's mouth is, go back to Africa. I never understood that. Because you brought us here from Africa. You brought my ancestors here from Africa. So it's your damn fault that I'm actually here in the first place. If you would have left us alone, we wouldn't be worried about it. And it's like, I guess they don't hear what they're saying sometimes. I really don't. And it's not all white Americans. There are some that are, you know, genuine about, you know, we all need to be loving each other and united, stuff like that. But for every person that's like that, there's one that's got a rebel flag in front of his house, and he's got, you know, give me liberty or give me a shotgun, and, you know, they got, you know, they wear like their cutoff shirts and, you know, doing a little Adolf Hitler move, which I'm actually kind of weird also, because he was German, and he was Jewish, and people followed him. And he wasn't American. So I'm just like, how the hell does that work? But anyway, But the subject is very, very simple, ladies and gentlemen. African-American history is the history of America. Because whether you acknowledge it or not, some or all African-Americans helped build this country. Building by building, road by road, highway by highway. We were right there building this country to where it is today. Now, before your head explodes and you start saying, this some bitch don't know what the hell he's talking about, it's true. Steel workers in New York who was working on the Empire State Building, they were African Americans there. They either was driving the trucks that bring the steel there to them, or they were actually working right along with the guys that were up in the air trying to put these steel beams together. And New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, all these major cities has a footprint or handprint of an African American. And it's just, we don't get no acknowledgement for it. We don't. And then people get all mad. We're like, well, they're, you know what I mean? We're people too. Okay, that's great. But see, the thing is, African Americans had to chase down their acknowledgements. They did it with Tuskegee Airmen. Some of them shot as many damn Japanese down and Germans down as anybody else. And they had to wait decades and years and centuries to even get an award for doing that. Hell, half the damn Tuskegee Airmen are dead. The ones that are still here are just now getting acknowledged because of all that. And it's really, really fucking sad. It really is. And then, of course, with this whole stuff that happened last year with George Floyd, it woke up the primal urge of, hey, we're people too. And people that's not African American were getting pissed off because they kept saying Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter. No, you don't. You don't fucking lives don't matter. It don't matter to mean shit. And then you start seeing the real white America. They got to get to call us all these nice little names that they conjure up for us. Boy, and porch monkey, and colored, and everything else. All because I'm saying that my life is way valuable and more equal value to you. But hearing that, nah, we ain't trying to hear that shit. But also, the entertainment industry. Now, as long as we're shooting throwing a football, catching a football, running a football, dunking a basketball, shooting a basketball, passing a basketball, hitting a baseball, running the bases, sliding in the home, boxing somebody to death, volleyball, whatever. Dancing around, singing, whatever. People love the hell out of us. You tell me I'm wrong. But when we make things socially aware of other African Americans taking knees at football games when it's your total right to do so because it's a free fucking country, and putting fists in the air during the Olympics, talking out everything about, the violence there toward African Americans, then we're a bunch of hoodlums. We're gangsters. We're thugs. We should keep our fucking mouth shut because you get paid millions and millions of dollars to do exactly what I just fucking said. And we don't care. And as long as you catch the ball, we don't give a fuck. Fuck your race, fuck you, fuck whatever. But you need to catch that football and run it down there and pick a touchdown. Because that's what I pay you for. Now you're doing this social awareness shit, we'll get you kicked off the team. And one person, yes, I'm about to bring up his fucking name again. One person that did that has not played in the NFL going on, let me see, 6 years now? You all knew who I'm going to talk about. And he is part of American history, at black, black history as well. Because he exercised his right to show his disgust with police brutality. He didn't get up on the screen and say, hey, all you white people, stop killing us. No. He didn't go out there and start, wearing jackets that say Black Lives Matter. Nothing like that. He took a fucking knee. at a batch at a football game. And that was it. And he has not played in the NFL for 6 years. Didn't kill anybody. Didn't kill no white woman, no black woman, no nothing. Didn't go out and drink and go to clubs and act like a fucking idiot. He didn't have gold plates in his mouth. He didn't have, like, his Rover sitting on Dayton's. He didn't have an entourage hanging out with him that they can't spell entourage. None of that shit. He took a fucking knee, and you think he shot the fucking president. And he has not snapped a ball in the NFL for 6 goddamn years. And the way people were talking about him and saying that he's a spoiled brat and he should know better, he just played a goddamn game and stuff like that, that just tells you that the game was more important than the message. And the message was he was getting tired of seeing police brutality toward African Americans. It's still going on to this very day. But you got mad at him for taking in heat, which was an idea of an Army Ranger that he talked to. You know, one of those guys that fight overseas and get shot at, you know, to protect our country, those guys. Yeah. Gave him the idea. And he has not played in 6 fucking years. So that just shows you that African American history can happen anywhere. Those two guys that was at the 69 Olympics in Mexico, you know, the ones with the black fist in the air. Yeah, they got their lives threatened. They were told to be stripped of their gold medals or silver medals or whatever medals they won. They got death threats after death threats after fucking death threats for exercising their constitutional right. And let's see here. Wow. It's a lot of it. But see, that's why February is African or Black History Month. There's a lot of damn black history that only lasts for 28 days. And there's some that's being made right this moment that won't be mentioned for another 30 or 40 years. But that's okay, though. Because there's always going to be African-American history on any month, of any year, of any day. And most of it will be them trying to fight to make history. And how they had to, you know, persevere against racial tensions and people that told them to shut the fuck up and everything else. People that fucking died because they were trying to get rights just like every damn body else in this country. Literally got shot in the head because they were saying that African Americans have rights too. That's history. And it's black history. And it's something that we all need to acknowledge. Now, for the redneck crowd who don't acknowledge any damn thing, I know you're probably thinking to yourself, and if you're even listening to this, that this Negro need to shut the fuck up. I understand that. Because, you know, I'm black. And I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Need to shut the fuck up, damn. Well, you guys getting all to everything else. No, we're not. Only thing we're getting is, you know, what you call welfare. I'm not on welfare, but you'll bring it up anyway. And anything else just to be hurtful, you know, is the 21st century. Some of these people are still thinking of 20th and 19th century, you know, bullshit. And as I said before, if we do not do stuff together, we will perish apart. And I mean that shit. I mean, we're too old for this shit. This stuff been going on for centuries. Yes, it's a racist-ass country. It is. There's racism every damn where against people that are not white. Okay? And as long as my black ass walks the earth and everything, there will be racism. Because somebody will have a problem with me, not because of what I say, not because of what I do. It's because of the color I am. And as long as that's happening, then we'll never get ahead. None of us. This COVID-19 has brought out the evil in people. It has brought out the hateful part in people. The paranoid part in people. it's bringing out the morbid stuff that we have been not acknowledging since whenever. And it's starting to show that, you know, that people can be very hateful. And this COVID-19 has shown that completely. You can't sneeze in somebody's direction without somebody be like, oh my God, get the fuck away from me. You know, I may have just got some dust up my nose. And you think I have COVID-19, 20, and 21. But it's brought out a lot of damn feelings. And this political bullshit has brought out a lot of bad feelings too. It's given almost like giving somebody a ticket to act like a fucking asshole. Including toward African Americans. Yay! So yes, when you start Black History Month, you just start thinking about all the history that we have not gotten acknowledged for. Some of the stuff that's been going on for decades may have been invented by an African American, whether you like it or not. There is a lot of history that people do every day now that African Americans have been doing for centuries. Let me see. One thing in particular, and you'll find this funny, that whole Miley Cyrus twerking thing. You know, the little twerking, you take your ass and start shaking it around and guys get completely hypnotized, whatever. Yeah, that stuff. Well, that was invented by African-American dancing. Mostly in their villages and stuff like that. And then it became a stripper thing. Also, mostly by African-Americans, because they have, you know, they have posteriors and they can make them roll around and hypnotize men and they throw money in them and stuff like that. So no, Miley Cyrus did not start that. Okay? She did not start that. And forgive me, she doesn't have an ass for it either. Okay? Now, you're talking about Meg Thee Stallion, Cardi B, Janet Jackson. Oh, God, I love to see her, Janet Jackson. And, Beyonce or something like that. Oh, yeah. They got platforms. You're not just the one they're standing on. They got platform asses. So, you see, ladies and gentlemen, some of the stuff that we do in life, period, has some kind of influence by African Americans. The music we listen to, the way we act, the way we dress, everything. And you just don't even fucking know it. But you're doing something that African, like I said, has been doing for years. And we never got any knowledge for it. You know? So, even when it's not February, there's still Black history being made. Okay? So, once we get into February, and once it's Black History Month, learn the history. Go to a library, pick up a book, look it up online, whatever you want to do. There's a lot of it. And the more that you know, and the more that you realize and learn it, the more you'll see how the African-American mind works, even though some people think we don't have no minds at all. And it's just the fact that, you know, we couldn't acknowledge for stuff that we did or did do many years ago. We're just now getting the acknowledgement of it all. And that's really shows you that, you know, how bad this country was to African-Americans. And it's really sad. You know, people are half dead in wheelchairs, about to keel over, and they get acknowledged for something they did when they were younger. I mean, it's crazy. And it's sad, and it just shows you the racial divide this country actually has and still has. And it's really, really sad. The newer generation, they're not like that, thank God. But my generation and the generations before me, they still are stuck in that damn, you stay where you are, I stay where I am. And it's not cutting it in this damn century. That's why you got people marching out in the damn street saying Black Lives Matter. And there's some there that are not Black. They see the same bullshit that we all see. So don't just know that February is Black History Month. Learn the damn history. Pick up a book about, from Harriet Tubman, or, something by Megger Everett's, know, Dr. King, he's not just the guy that made I Dream Have a Dream speech. He did a lot of shit before that. You know, the biography of Malcolm X. Did you know Malcolm X was in prison before he became a Muslim or Nation of Islam? Probably not. Anything, you know? And it's not going to kill you. You're not going to, you know, turn brown after you read it or anything. You won't start, you know, thinking that you're, you know, you're down with the OPP or none of that bullshit. It's history. And you, if you, the more you know, the more you'll know. That's it. So, and if you still don't understand it, then if they actually will acknowledge you, ask African American. They will tell you, man, this, it's real out here, you know what I'm saying? And I mean not like that. Go to one that actually will talk to you like I'm talking on here. You know, like they actually went to school. Because, you know, we all of us African Americans, we're all dropouts. But yeah, but seriously, learn the history. And you will see why we've been doing the marching thing, the rioting thing, the Black Lives Matter thing, everything. If you don't know the damn history of African Americans, that's why you're complaining about it. Because you think we're just out here just jumping around, marching for no fucking reason whatsoever. No. It's because we're getting tired of the bullshit. And the rhetoric. And being blamed for shit. And getting shot in your own goddamn garage and everything else. Because nobody's fucking acknowledging all that shit. But seriously, when February 1st comes around, start learning some, start, you know, reading stuff about certain African American history people. And learn what they have done and to make, you know, rights for African Americans and everything else. Because the more you know, the more you'll know. So that's all I can say. And that is my word. So with that being said, this is your boy Roberto for the Black Hand Podcast. Please join me next week when I talk about something you may or may not like. And I will see you guys down the road. Have a nice weekend. Try to stay safe. If you're in a cold area, please bundle up because it's cold and it's winter. And just try to look out for yourself and everybody else. This is your boy Roberto signing off. Have a nice weekend. Peace.